Call the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel now. It's as close to a free lunch as you can get.
Grab a brew. Don't cost nothing.
Call 844-5-CRUSADE. When you want to talk, the bar's always open. And a truth-vending bartender in on the Crusade Channel.
Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, the way it should be. asking you to take 8 weeks of daily doses of the Founding Fathers Red Pill. Unplug the matrix cable from the back of your head. Reclaim your philosophia. Padanis think it's going to become members of these, self-governing people of these. United States, not a job. It's a way of life. By the way, since I'm often accused of losing the music, bumper music battles around here, and I'm accused of being the world's greatest Hillary Duff fan and of playing bubblegum, I never played a Wham song. Mark Kreslin's played one this morning, though. So I thought, since I know Kreslin's is listening, here you go, pal. His special long-distance dedication from Mike and Mandeville to Mark in Norman, Oklahoma. Here's Wham with Careless Whisper. Feel the bubbles. Sing along at home, Mark.
Time can never mend the careless whispers of a good friend to the heart and mind. Ignorance is kind.
I know you know it, Mark. Come on.
In the truth, pain is the hurt of mine.
So, you guys that were proclaiming Kreslin's winner of the bumper music derby this week, put this one in your bagpipes and smoke it. 8723. Hey, we're about to make a bit of history here, ladies and gentlemen. And that is, you know, I'm gonna treat this with the appropriate amount of respect and decorum. So we have Nathan, who is calling here on a free phone Friday. Now get this, folks. From Suffolk, England, in the United Kingdom. Hey, Nathan, you're on the Mike Church Show, Free Phone Friday, Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Hello?
I'm here, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. So you're in Suffolk? Or Sussex?
Suffolk.
And I'm told that you have been to San Giovanni Rotondo.
Yeah, I was just visiting there this last tune, actually.
And you wanted to share a little bit about what you saw.
Yeah, so just up the hill where they built that hospital, right next to it, actually, they made a, I guess in the 80s, they built a new church there.
Okay.
And the top part is where they have the mass typically, but down on the bottom floor, it's an even more extravagant little chapel that has just tile mosaics of all the stories in the Bible.
Okay.
On the walls. Mm-hmm. And just behind the altar, or up in front of the altar, really, is Padre Pio's body on display.
And now, he's incorruptible, right?
Yes, he is.
Now, folks, if you don't know what that means, that means that what they do is they bury you and or put you in a crypt or whatever. And if you're going to be canonized, then they a reasonable amount of time has passed and they have access to it. They'll exhume the body to see if it might be incorrupt, like the body, for example, of St. Bernadette. Bernadette's still laying there, as beautiful as she was the day that she died in 1860-something, or I don't know the exact date. And so I think it's 20 years have to pass by, right, Nathan? Is that what it is?
I think so. I'm not too certain on that.
Well, so they suspected that Padre Pio was in line. They didn't suspect he was in line. He was venerable. The next step in canonization would be, okay, well, we have some fresh evidence here. Let's exhume it. And they did. And there he was, looking exactly the way that they put him in the ground. And so there he lays now, incorrupt, meaning he's not decaying the way he's not becoming food for worms, shall we say? Right.
Right. Yeah, no, his face looks perfectly like it did the day he died.
And can you go and get close enough? Obviously, you did to see him.
Yes, there's a small little line about 5 minutes normally, but there's only two panes of glass between you and him.
And now that's in the chapel. So is there any kind of a devotional there? Is there are there kneelers? Are there candles you can light? Describe the scene for us.
So yeah, like I said, it's right up behind the altar. It's just kind of one stair up to get to it, and elsewhere you can get candles and light them for it, but actually outside of the chapel itself, they have a statue where you can light candles around that statue, but not in the chapel itself around him.
Okay. So, and the church where he was captured in fire at, that's still there in San Giovanni Rotondo, right?
Yes.
And that hospital is still active, is still in open, right?
Yeah, it's very active.
Do you recall the name? I don't remember the name of the hospital.
Oh, no, I wish I did, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
So you went to San Giovanni Rotondo specifically because you knew Padre Pio was there, right?
Yes.
Any place else in Italy that you visited? Because you were nearby a lot of very cool towns to go to.
Oh, yeah. So 30 minutes outside of San Giovanni Rotondo is the Santuario Sancta Michael, which is the only church in the history of the church that was dedicated not by a priest, but by St. Michael himself.
So St. Michael the Archangel.
Yes.
Well, you know, there is a, I'm sure you know this story, and some of you might know this story. I'm trying to remember. There was to be a, Christopher, what's the, not Our Lady of Guadalupe, what's the one in South America? They were going to have a statue. I can only paraphrase the story because I don't know the whole thing. But they were going to make this this statue of, gosh, I can't remember what it was now. I just remember it was South America. And they were going to, they hired the finest, most talented and achieved painter in all this. I was in Argentina, I think, or Brazil, to do the artwork, and he said, well, you don't have the right kind of paint here. I got to go to Italy and get the right kind of paint, or France. So we went got on a ship, went to France, go get the right kind of paint. He comes back to go paint the portrait of Our Lady, and I can't think of her name.
Is it Las Lajas?
Am I telling the right story? He gets back to go paint to paint the picture, and it's already done. The canvas that he left is painted. And so he starts inquiring, and it's in a locked room, and nobody's been in the room. So he starts inquiring, well, who painted that? And I can't remember how they determine it, but they finally determined that it was a miracle, and that angels painted it. So he went all the way to France.
That's it. It's the image of Our Lady of Las Lajas.
Las Lajas.
Jesus was miraculously imprinted on the rock, along with the images of St. Dominic left and St. Francis of Assisi on the right.
Right, right.
They don't know how it got there.
They don't know how it got there. So there's all sorts of miracles. I guess the St. Padre Pio Miracle Day. Now, Nathan, you don't sound like you have a British accent, so what are you doing in Suffolk?
I'm actually here for... I'm based here.
You mean you're in the military?
Yes.
We've invaded England, too?
No.
I didn't know we had invaded England, too. When's the first bombing raid? Are you in the Navy or the Air Force?
Air Force.
Okay, I figured. Yeah, because up in Scotland, right across from St. Andrews, right across the Faith of Ferth lot, is an RAF base, and that is co-occupied, right, by Americans and Scots, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I noticed because you could be playing any of the courses at St. Andrews, and you can watch, if you're playing the Eden course, and you get to when you're all the way out as far away from the clubhouse as you can get, you're on that fife, and directly across it, you can see the RAF guys and the American pilots doing touch and go. They do them all day long. That's the extent of my knowledge. Well, Nathan, thanks for being our first caller from the United Kingdom, brother. Even if you're not a native.
Thanks for having me.
All right, brother. Good to talk to you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
You too. All right. Away from the United Kingdom, huh? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number if you'd like to be on the program in the remaining time that we have left. I didn't do this story yesterday. I said I was going to do it, and I didn't do it. The 27, remember, I've been talking about this for 2 years now. The United States is selling arms to the Saudi Arabians that the Saudi Arabians are using to bomb the Yemenis. And in many cases, and they're using our intelligence too, in many, many cases, non-combatants are being killed. Children, women, men, they're non-combatants. Some of you derisively say, well, they shouldn't have been there anyways, and why? If you live in a Muslim country, then you deserve it. You're probably pro-life too, right? So there was a bill, an amendment to an appropriation bill to fund and to release American armaments for sale. Now, folks, can you believe our government is doing this? We sell the weapons of mass destruction to anyone that wishes to buy them. Now, the Saudi Arabians have a Sharia law, Muslim, Islamic, Orthodox Muslim government. That's a fact. Where do they get their weapons from? American weapons contractors. You people that work in the industrial military complex. You can't use, you better turn the radio off right now. Because I'm going to tell you, you're in on this. You may not be dropping the bombs. But now that you know what purpose they're being used for, no Christian can participate in the construction or manufacture of these things because you know what they're... And these, it's not as though this is like accidental. Well, there's 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. No, it's not. It's first degree Kevin Bacon. The Saudis are buying them from you so they can put them on board American-constructed aircraft and they can drop them on civilians in Yemen and kill them. Fact. You cannot and must not participate. I'm a major church. I had to make a living. We're going to have to find another way to do it, pal. There's eternity to consider here. So Senator Rand Paul and Senator Chris Murphy put an amendment on the bill to strip out those bombs, to strip out all those armaments, to not sell them or allow those companies to sell them to the Saudis. They lost 27-71. Daniel Larrison, the Paul Murphy resolution to disprove the latest arms sale to Saudi Arabia was tabled in a 71-27 vote. The outcome is regrettable, but there was never much chance that there would be enough support to block the sale. I'll add ghastly sale. The good news is that over a quarter of the Senate opposed the sale and in the process registered their criticism of the Obama administration's policy of backing the Saudi-led war on Yemen. That is a much higher number than I expected, writes Daniel Larrison, and it does show that there is a significant block in the Senate that questions the wisdom of U.S. policy in Yemen and views the U.S.-Saudi relationship skeptically. Well, it ought to view it skeptically. Again, amity and friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. Bruce Riedel, director of the Brookings Institutions Intelligence Project. If there's any institution that's in on the global war on terror and the military-industrial complex, it's Brookings. These people are for hire. I did the story back in June with Kelly Vlahos at the American Conservative Magazine, where Brookings actually participated in a lobbying effort on behalf of a military contractor and received a $600,000 endowment donation. This is sick, folks. It's absolutely sick. Another reason to make our own mainstream. Talking about seceding, withdrawing our consent, counseling our friends and family that work for these companies that manufacture these implements and these armaments of death. Stop. You can't participate this in this. What's your vendor ticket? You have somebody else going to? Well, let them take it then. Tell them before they take it, though, what they're participating in. Bruce Riedel said, quote, "We haven't seen this much anti-Saudi activity on the Hill in a quarter of a century. Criticism of Saudi Arabia has come out of the closet, and I don't think it's going back in." Well, you guys will figure it out. You'll figure out a way around it. Well, you'll figure out some other war to start. In collusion with the Congress, some other war to begin somewhere else, so another alliance that we can forge, and then you'll just sell the weapons of death to them. Oh, it would just continue. I wasn't aware that we had a federal government that was constituted so that it could participate, aid, and assist, and tax citizens to subsidize the building of munitions to be sold to third world mad regimes to bomb civilian populations. I must have missed that part of Constitution History 101. Maybe someone could tell me. This is here on a Free Phone Friday, Suzanne Sherman, host of the Suzanne Option. I don't need to say your last name anymore. It's just Suzanne calling to preview today's broadcast happening in about an hour. How are you?
Actually, I'm lying now if I say I'm fine because you really got my blood pressure up listening to this last segment.
Wait a minute. Well, I might have your blood pressure is up. I might have a Creslin's cure for that. Are you ready? Don't you feel better already?
But thank you. What would I do without you?
He is never living that down. That he funny. Told Christopher, "Good play of freedom from Wham." And I went, "What?" I went, "What?" Anyways, what's on the... I'm going to go download from YouTube, "Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go" for him. I'm going to play that next week. So, what's on the show? You have some guy from FEMA or talking about FEMA?
No, that's actually... She has that on her... banner picture, but her name is Annie Bertle.
Oh, this is Prepper Lady. That's
this
right.
Prepper Chick.
Prepper Chick, Prepper Chick, Prepper Chick, Prepper Chick. That's right.
Years ago, when I first started getting interested in this subject, I stumbled across her page on Facebook and started following her, and she's just been a wealth of information. She has a video out, I'm going to have to get it from her, on YouTube that teaches you step-by-step how to actually pressure can, and I used that when I learned, and I did it the first time. I had that thing up in my kitchen, and I had it going step-by-step. She's just a really neat gal. She also has a book out. She's very active. She also has a political page that you can follow as well. Mm-hmm. And just really like what she has to say. So today we're going to talk about long-term food storage and break this down into from immediate to intermediate times and for what you're going to need in a significantly scarce situation. And what do you do when the food runs out? If we have time, we'll at least introduce that subject.
Well, what do you do when the food runs out?
Well, one option is to be prepared, even if you live in a urban environment, is to have some sort of animals that you can keep. If you can have some chickens handy. Now, if you're obviously living in an apartment complex in a high-rise in New York City, you're going to have a situation on your hands there for long term, which is why I advise getting out of there. Most people should be able to have some chickens in their backyards. Rabbits are very, very easy to raise and a source of protein that you can get as well. So, we'll talk about that, renewable sources of food and also relying on local plant life in your area. I mean, here in the springtime, we are absolutely inundated with dandelions, for example, so I could make good use out of those.
What could you possibly use a dandelion? I know there's a dandelion wine, but I thought that was fiction.
I hear there is too, and I'm just genuinely not interested. You can make teas with the roots. They're high in vitamin C, and you have to think when it comes to vitamin C, that if you're short on that, you remember scurvy?
I do.
That is something that could be an issue. So there might be a time where this could be a very viable resource. I know people that save it and can it and do a lot with it. So,
well.
But the focus is going to be today, kind of a continuation of yesterday, which is staying healthy in a situation where you can't always get out to the supermarket, focusing on food that is good nutrition, not just the top ramen noodles. I won't even keep that stuff in my house. But the stuff that is actually really good for you, and we're going to talk about canning because it's not just, you can go out and buy all the processed soups you want, but the truth of the matter is they're very high in sodium. You have a lot of chemicals, but if you make something yourself and pressure can it, you know what has gone into it. I'll talk about canning meat. I'm starting to clean out my freezer and can some meat in anticipation for hunting season, ever the optimist that I am. So there's a lot you can do to have good, solid...
Hey, wait a minute. I got to interject you. You can promote your silly little show anytime you want, but I got to jump in here. If you slay an elk,
yes,
you better freeze dry some part of a backstrap and send it to me.
Freeze dry it? That will ruin it.
I mean freeze pack it, cold pack it.
Freeze pack it.
Yeah,
you got it.
All right.
And now, again, let me now...
I had it once.
I don't want to say freeze drying meat will ruin it.
That's right, freeze drying.
That is not the part of meat I would freeze dry. I mean,
okay. Yeah,
there are some that you want to have fresh. You can freeze it. And, we've been known to cut those loins out, season them when they're warm, and have them on the grill. It doesn't get any fresher than that.
I had a friend who went on a trip up in Montana or Colorado or somewhere. Anyways, he slayed one, and he had actually had this in the freezer for almost 2 years. A hurricane was coming, and we knew we were going to lose power. It wasn't Katrina. It was after Katrina. So he had to take all his meat out. guess what one of the cuts was? It was elk loin.
Yes.
After being frozen for a year, that was amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely the best piece in there, and we always, it's a tradition. You usually eat those in camper right soon after.
Wow!
But yeah, it's a
who needs Sarah Palin field dressing mooses? We've got Suzanne.
Actually, I'm going on a moose hunt as well in October, so I might be gone for one day, but I'm sure Mark Crestlands will be happy to cover for me.
Well, if you can get through the Wham music, I'm sure you will. Hey, did you ever get hooked up with JD on the show?
No, I need to follow up with him. We talked about it, and I've got some some slots open in October, and I'm going to follow up. I just figured maybe he was out running some hunts, but
he was. He is, but I think he's back. I think he's because he sent me. Well, no, he'll be back next week, I guess, because he sent me a note from the field, if you will, and you sent me some pictures of some new. I can't remember what it was that they went on a hunt for, but they got him. Hey. Go to JD or just go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com. It's on the front page. You'll see the safari lion picture. Click that. And if you want to book a great safari, an African safari or any other kind of hunting trip, JD, our listener and our one of our sponsors and affiliates, it would be a great place to go. And from the looks of it, Suzanne, he'll put you on the right game too.
Well, and the thing is, you know, these hunts in Africa, they get a really bad rap. People, you know, they see Cecil the lion or these animals getting killed, and they think that, you know, they're just a bunch of trophy hunters. And these people do a significant amount of benefit for these communities. It's a tremendous resource for the local economies. It actually helps to promote or prevent poaching because they have resources to put protection out for these animals that are commonly poached. It also provides for the same thing that we have out here. It's not one just big wild land out there. These herds are on preserves, and they need to be managed and culled. So it provides a tremendous benefit, and the local communities do eat the meat, so it is very helpful. When he comes on my show, we are going to talk about that subject, and maybe people will feel a little bit better about it.
Yeah, I doubt anyone in our audience has a hang-up about it. I wouldn't think that they would. Okay, so on the Suzanne option today, coming up in about an hour, Prepper Chick. Well, I can't wait to hear this. Well, I'll be listening, and tell Prepper Chick we all said hello.
I will, and before anybody starts cracking those jokes, two women talking about prepping going into the kitchen, we're both firearms instructors, so let's not even go there.
I didn't even think of that. Now that you mention that, you know, I'm imagining the Suzanne Option Prepper Chick calendar now.
Could happen, you never know.
Yeah, why not? You know, you're out there field dressing a moose, one of you out there canning up some dandelions. Anyway, all right, Suzanne, great job yesterday. Sounded really, really good. Folks, join Suzanne, the Suzanne Option, in 1 hour from now right here live on the Crusade Channel.
Hey, can I interrupt real quick? And thank you so much, and Todd McClure, for my butcher block countertop cutting board. It is exceptional quality, and I will be mentioning that on my show today.
Oh, it looked really nice on the white marble.
Yeah, it's a spectacular quality, and I definitely will be giving them a shout out.
Well, you know, Ms. O'Connell asked me, Mitter Church, what color do you want me to send Suzanne? And I said, send her the one, go to the McClure Block website and send her the one that is the cheapest. And she said, really? I said, no. I said, send her the walnut. That's what you got, the walnut. I think
it is beautiful. I've never seen a cutting board like this. So the first thing I did was oil both sides and let it dry. I actually moved some things around on my counter, so I have my cutlery set and this wooden block holder right next to it. So mm-hmm. I am absolutely delighted. And those little speakers are awesome, too. So I'll be giving those a mention and using those business cards. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you're loaded up. All right. You're very welcome. We will see you in an hour.
Yes, you will. Bye.
All right. That's Suzanne Shermer from the Suzanne Option. If you missed any of the Suzanne Option shows, as a new Founders Pass member, which you're going to go do in a couple of minutes, you can download all of them and sign up for the folks, I tell everyone this. The easiest way to get all the radio, all the entertainment, all the instructional and devotional stuff that we produce here on the Crusade Channel, Veritas Radio Network, sign up for the RSS feeds. It is so easy. You only have to do it once. All the instructions are on the site at VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Sign up for the RSS feed. The shows will upload themselves, or the links to the shows will just update automatically. You don't have to do anything. And you can then go download them after the fact or listen to them or stream them live. I mean, anyone that really wants to get all that we produce here, sign up for the RSS feeds. And someday we'll break the RSS feeds out individually by show, so you could sign up for individual ones. But for now, it's just the Crusade. We have two RSS feeds. We have the preview feed. If you're not a member, you can use that one. And then we have the on-demand member feed. And the instructions are at veritasradionetwork.com/join. Well, while we were talking today, I would like to thank Kenneth Sane and Brett, it looks like V-Bell, for becoming Founders Pass members during the last segment of this program. As a matter of fact, Brett took advantage of the 50% discount coupon. That means there's one less coupon that you could take advantage of. You better go today. Go to veritasradionetwork.com/join and use the coupon code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R. Your cart will adjust 50% if you're a new yearly, only works for yearly, I said that. So when you send Maggie O'Connell a support ticket, I tried to use that code, it wouldn't work. Did you try monthly, sir? Yeah. He said yearly. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. I just said it again. VeritasRadioNetwork.com/join. By the way, Veritas, this may be confusing to some people, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, RadioNetwork.com. Folks, thanks for all your support, all your calls, all your prayers, all your suggestions. Thanks for those of you who are requesting to become members of the Crusader Room on Facebook. Our little community is a buzz, let me tell you. If you'd like to join us and you're on Facebook and you want a private place to chat in our little community that we're forming here with your fellow VeritasRadioNetwork.com listeners and Founders Pass members and fellow Crusaders, send me an email, kingdude@mikechurch.com, and I'll check your Founders Pass membership out. If it's legit, and I'm sure they all are, and we'll send you an invite. Or if you find Crusader Room Group on the Facebook, then you can invite yourself. And then again, I'll check your membership, or Mark will, or Suzanne will. And if you're confirmed, bammo, you'll be in the group. We've admitted six new people just during this show today, six new members of the Crusader Room. Just another benefit of being a member. I want to remind you, Monday, mark your calendars, Monday night, the whole world's going to be watching the Trump-Clinton debate. Come hang out with us. If you're a Founders Pass member, you get the video and the audio feed live from Studio D with me, Mark Kreslins, and David Simpson on Monday night, and the chat room will be open and is exclusive for Founders Pass members. You want to go in and chat with all your friends and comment on the debate and hang out? The best place to watch the presidential debate and the vice president debate is the VeritasRadioNetwork.com website in our private video room and chat room. That's Monday night. It'll be right there for you, and looking forward to seeing many of you there. Okay, folks. Thanks for all of your support again. My website, please visit my website and shop this weekend, won't you? All your purchases in the Founders Trading Post support the Crusade Channel and the Veritas Radio Network. My site, mikechurch.com/shop. That's my store, Founders Trading Post. By the way, all our sites are now mobile device friendly. You can download our app, and I hope you do, because they're great and have a lot of info right there at your fingertips, but if you want to use VeritasRadioNetwork.com or MikeChurch.com or MikeChurch.com/shop, through your Chrome browser or your built-in Samsung iOS browser or through your Safari browser on your iPad or your iPhone, folks, the sites are totally mobile-friendly. I pulled it up last night on my friend's Samsung Galaxy 6, and it looked perfect. He was browsing around going like, where do I get that plugin from my website? And you know what? I'll make that part of our WordPress presentation when you go start your WordPress site via Bluehost. Remember, we're a Bluehost affiliate. You're going to buy the service anyways. Why not buy it from the service that we're an affiliate of? So we're doing business with people that do business with us, and you're doing business with people who do business with us. WP Touch is the plugin. I tell you what, they actually have an affiliate program. I'll put that on the resources page at VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Resources page. Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great week here. Appreciate you. Remember, next Friday we'll be live at the St. Benedict Center. You can still attend the Keeping the Counter-Reformation Going Conference for Brother Andre and Marie. Go to MikeChurch.com for details on my website. You'll find it right there. Sign up and hope to see many of you. I know some of you are already going. I want to say thanks to Maggie O'Connell for doing a great job this week. Young Christopher Warshauer for doing an excellent job this week. Mark Kreslins, Michael George, Greg Carpenter, Suzanne Sherman, Kevin Gutzman, and Brother Andre and Marie. Thanks to all of you, and to all of you, have a safe and blessed weekend. Go LSU Tigers against Auburn tomorrow. May God bless you and Mary keep you. St. Padre Pio, pray for us.